And again, back to my consistent action and even the growth mindset. For me, it's not about consuming more quantity. It's about consuming more quality. And so I need to go back and relearn. It's so interesting to me how I'll learn something and then 3 days later, I forget it. And then I just move on to the next thing. And then 6 months from now, I start to learn something. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Let me go back and look at those notes. Oh, I'd committed to that way back then. And then I just kind of dropped it off. I mean, do you resonate with that? I'll bet you do. It's hard to keep up, especially when we don't have a plan. Commitment requires a plan. When I say commit to being a lifelong learner, that's a choice to not just learn, but a choice to learn continuously.
Welcome to Unlocking Greatness, the podcast where purpose fuels your journey to greatness. I'm your host, Ryan James Miller, and I'm here to guide you through the remarkable stories of purpose-driven achievers just like you. Whether you're building a business empire or strengthening your family, this is your space to learn, grow, and find fulfillment. With each episode, we dive into the lives of extraordinary individuals who align their values and beliefs with professional success. Get ready for inspiring conversations, practical wisdom, and the keys to unlock your own potential in life and business. Let's embark on this journey together to unleash your potential, live your calling, and achieve the greatness that you were created for.
You may think that another course, a book, a video, or even a podcast is going to be the key to shaping or helping you to achieve the success you desire, but I've got something else for you. Choice. Look, your daily choices don't just matter. They directly shape your success. And the best part of them all is they are the only thing that are inside of your control. All of those external tools and resources may or may not help you, but the things that you can control will. And so today in this two-part series, I want to talk to you about 8 choices, 4 in this episode and 4 in an upcoming episode on how you can utilize choice to achieve the success you desire and ultimately live the life that you've been called to live. What's up, everybody? Ryan James Miller. I am back here. I am pumped to talk about this session. And I just want to help you understand why I'm here, why we're on this topic. You know, as a coach, as a consultant, as a speaker, I often run across people that are looking for another tool. They're looking for, I mean, really, they're looking for the magic bullet. They are looking for that thing that is finally going to change the trajectory of the life that they are living, of the path that they are on. Whether they've achieved success and they're looking to take it to the next level, or they've plateaued and they're not sure where to go, or maybe they're just stuck at the bottom and they're not sure which way is up. I want to help you today. I want to encourage you to something that is so profound and yet so simple. And this is not as the result of things that I've done as often as this is the result of learning from clients that I've worked with that have been incredibly successful, watching and admiring from a distance as people that I respect, top successful business leaders and influencers and speakers. They all seem to have mastered their ability to choose, to make choices that are going to help them to achieve the things that they desire in life and ultimately in business. And so what I want to do is over the course of these next 2 episodes in this series, I want to share with you 8 choices that I believe are paramount to us achieving the success that we desire in life, in business, in our health, in our relationships, really everywhere. And so we're going to be talking about 4 today. We're going to be talking about cultivating a growth mindset. We're going to be talking about taking constant action. The 3rd one will be committing to lifelong learning. And the 4th one will be staying flexible. And I don't mean bendy because I can't even touch my toes, even though I'd like to. And maybe if I made the choice to practice that and to stretch more often, I could. But I digress for now.
So what I want to do is I want to dig right into these first four, because I believe this will help you to start to make the choices that you need to make in order to achieve the success that you desire. I also want to say, before I get too far into this, that courses, programs, books, podcasts, videos, they're not bad things. As a matter of fact, I just invested into a five-figure program to help me grow a specific segment of my business. And I believe it's what's necessary, but I had to make a choice to invest into that. I had to make a conscious choice. As a matter of fact, it was presented to me on day two of the conference I was at. And at first, I decided not to engage. I went to an exclusive dinner that night, a platinum dinner for those that were at the platinum level and tickets. And I was surrounding myself with some incredibly successful people. And each one of these people was like, oh, I just joined. Oh, I just joined this new program. Oh yeah, I'm in on this new program. And I was like, what in the heck am I doing? I have an opportunity to make a conscious decision. Yes, it's going to be expensive, not just financially, but from a time perspective. But I can do this. And I had to make a choice to get after it. So, number one, cultivating a growth mindset. Now, I am not the master of growth mindset. If you want to understand mastery and growth mindset, go and read Mindset by Carol Dweck. That book is phenomenal. And I believe that that book is going to help you understand growth mindset all the way down to the very, very simple terms and on to its complexity. But one thing that I'm afraid of when I talk about growth mindset is we all think we have it. We all think that we have a growth mindset, that we've got it nailed, that we've got it dialed in. And I understand. We like to pride ourselves on knowing who we are. We like to pride ourselves on being dialed in and successful. We want to, we want to talk like everybody else. We want to, you know, everybody else says they have an awesome growth mindset. We want one too. But it's just kind of become a catchy phrase. And as a matter of fact, it's burned out a little bit. It was much more popular maybe 3, 4, 5 years ago. But I just want to encourage you to stretch yourself a little bit here, because at its root, having a growth mindset is your ability to embrace change and to leverage challenge to improve, to grow, to get better. Basically, it's to look at something negative and not pretend it to positive, but see it as an opportunity to learn, grow, get better, and find something in the future for yourself that is an improvement on where you're at right now. So think about all the areas in which we struggle to apply a growth mindset. I mean, I was talking to a client yesterday, and he texted me frantically because he got word from a prospect that he thought he was going to win, that he ended up not winning. And he was pissed off. He was cussing. He just was not happy. And I get it. It sucks to be told no. But what was interesting was, as I was talking to him, I recognized that not only did he have a bad attitude in the moment, and again, somewhat understandably, but more importantly, he missed a couple of huge opportunities to solidify that sale. And that's actually why he lost the sale. The client wasn't against buying from him, but the way he presented it was just too much for the client to soak in, to take on. And so I said, hey, look it. I said, let's turn this around. I said, you know, it's easy for me to play armchair quarterback. I hate to try and impose my way or will on a client because it's easier, again, for me to objectively look from the outside when somebody else is making a mistake. But I said, hey, let's dissect this. And the more we looked through this, the postmortem, the more I was able to help him see where he made mistakes. And not only where he could learn and grow for the future, but actually where he could go back and win that client that had just told him no. And it was crazy. like I gingerly stepped into that with him. I did not just say, you're so stupid, you made these huge mistakes. Like, I talked through it with him. But the more that I talked through it with him, the more that he started to see my perspective. The more that he opened up to this idea that, wow, yeah, I think I did come in too hard here. Oh yeah, I really did kind of miss right here. And so he learned and he grew and he was actually excited to take that learning and go back to the prospect and try and unwind that no and transform it into a yes. And on top of that, now he's going to prospect so much differently, which is probably going to increase his close rate. Actually, I would guarantee it's going to increase his close rate. And so he went from having a fixed mindset, just pissed off because the client was so ridiculous to make the decision that they did, to having a growth mindset and seeing it as an opportunity for him to change his current situation, but also to change future ones. He made a choice to see it as an opportunity. We can do the same. And so a tip here for you would be to start each day committed to learning something new, or here's the big, big or relearning something you think you have completely figured out. Why did I have a big or there? Because I think too often we're looking to learn new things every day. And I know for me, I actually find like when I read a book, when I really like it, I'll go back and read it 2, 3, 4 times. I'll listen to it multiple times. I think of books that I just read, listened to The Motive by Patrick Lencioni. Incredible book on leadership. I highly commend it to every single person in this world, whether you're a business leader or not. I will listen to it again. I'm hopping on a plane tomorrow, and I will listen to it again. Both $100 Million Offers and $100 Million Leads by Alex Hormozi. I have read and listened to both of those books already 3 or 4 times, and I will continue to do so until I really have those concepts nailed. So I would say that your commitment is to learn something every day. It doesn't need to be new. It could be something new, or it could be relearning something that you've learned in the past to get better at it. Number two, it's interesting when I think about making choices and the choices to succeed. This one just seems so simple, and yet it's so difficult. And it's this idea of taking consistent action. You know, we get really hyped up. I said that I just came back from an incredible conference by an organization called Think Media. They are one of the largest YouTube growth organizations in the country. Sean Cannell, who is the founder, has been doing YouTube for decades and doing it incredibly successfully, led other people to do it incredibly successfully. Anyway, so I learned so much over the course of 3 days from incredible speakers like Dave Ramsey, Cody Sanchez, Nikki Saunders, Shalene Johnson. It was so impressive to listen to all of these people. And I love what Sean said at the very end, which was, you're never going to implement all these things. I mean, Nikki Saunders' session on AI was so mind-blowing in and of itself that I could spend the next year just studying her talk. But Sean said, pick one thing and commit to it. And I think that that's so wise because, you know, we can just get too overwhelmed and we take no action at all. And so I could come back from this conference and I could just get super excited and try and implement it all at once, or I could just get super hyped up and just do it for a few days and then get back to what I was doing before, or I can commit to consistency. And so I committed to a 90-day plan in which I am going to execute habits daily over the next 90 days to significantly improve my video marketing strategy, my YouTube strategy, and how that plays out on Instagram and LinkedIn and a couple of other places. But that also requires me to leverage tools to remind me, because if not, if I just try and wing it, which is what a lot of us do, it will just get thrown by the wayside. So we use Asana, A-S-A-N-A, for project management internally. And so I started building out my daily action plan in Asana. right away. Actually, I started doing it last night when I got home. And then again, this morning after I got home from the gym, I'm recording this on a Saturday. And so I got home and I built out some of that board in Asana, and I will continue to do that. So that way, starting next week, I can get into that rhythm. Actually, I've already started taking action on some of that 90-day plan ahead of time, but Monday is when I'll officially start. So consistent action means daily. If you want to succeed, you need to figure out what it's going to take to succeed and then make the choice to daily action towards that goal, daily action towards that vision, daily action towards that dream. And again, take on less. When I work with new clients, a lot of times, so we work on this system called the 21-day prospect pursuit for new clients that are wanting to generate leads quickly. If you want that, by the way, you can click in the link in the show notes and you can download a free copy of that, the 21-day prospect pursuit. The idea is to reach out to a prospective client 7 times in 21 days over the course, or using phone, email, social media, snail mail, and even in person if you can, and to do that to 20 new people each week. And so some people are like, oh, I can do 50. And I'm like, can you? You're doing zero right now. As a matter of fact, don't even do 20, do 5. Oh, it's too low. I'm like, yeah, but I want you to be consistent. I want you to do all 7 touches in 21 days. And oh, by the way, you're going to start a new 5 the next week. And so eventually those things are going to pile up. So whatever it is for you, my action tip for you here would be to leverage a productivity tool. You could use Asana, you could use your calendar, you could use your Apple notes or reminders, but lay out a plan to consistently commit to action every single day. Just one thing that you're not doing right now that maybe you've done in the past and you've tailed off of, maybe something brand new that you need to commit to, but use a productivity tool to track your tasks and track your progress. Consistency trumps initial bursts of emotional chaos. Number 3, commit to being a lifelong learner. This is a choice we have to make. This isn't, you know, I hear a lot of people say, leaders are readers. And so you have to read 50 books a year. And I'm like, come on, man. I mean, most of us can't retain 2 books a year with all the other things we're trying to take on. I don't care what it is as much as consistency and longevity in doing it. We're trying to play the long game here. Now, if you need to learn something new quickly, you may have to like go into overdrive in order to do that. But what I find happening a lot is people go through spurts or bursts of consuming information, of learning, and then they just go stagnant. And typically that's a result of one of two things. And so you probably find yourself in one of these two places. Either you start succeeding, and so you stop investing into yourself, or you're stuck and you just give up. You're like, I'm over it. I don't even know what to do, so I guess I'm not going to do anything. And I just want to say, how ridiculous is it of us to do both of those things? I mean, I had incredible years in 2018, 19, 20, 21, and 22. And 2023 was very difficult for me. And because of a lot of distraction and a lot of other things, even good distraction, but a lot of things that were going on, I took my foot off the gas in consistently learning. And again, back to my consistent action and even the growth mindset, for me, it's not about consuming more quantity. It's about consuming more quality. And so I need to go back and relearn. It's so interesting to me how I'll learn something and then 3 days later, I forget it. And then I just move on to the next thing. And then 6 months from now, I start to learn something. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Let me go back and look at those notes. Oh, I'd committed to that way back then. And then I just kind of dropped it off. I mean, do you resonate with that? I'll bet you do. It's hard to keep up. especially when we don't have a plan. Commitment requires a plan. When I say commit to being a lifelong learner, that's a choice to not just learn, but a choice to learn continuously, which means that we have to have a process in place so we can be held accountable and track our progress. What are you learning? How are you learning it? We work with organizations that often will hire new teams on and or hire new teammates on to teams that they're building, particularly sales teams is what I work with. And I find that a lot of times they will want them to learn a bunch of stuff, but they don't really have a process of accountability for them to learn it. And they don't have feedback mechanisms and KPIs to measure how they are learning it. And so I'm like, you might as well just not ask them at all. Or they wonder why they fail. And it's like, well, you set them up for failure. And likewise, we set ourselves up for failure when we commit to learning, but we don't have a process to follow and feedback loops in place, which would be KPIs and accountability. So I would say think about for you an action tip here. I want to give action tips as best as I can for each of these areas. An action tip for you as it relates to committing to be a lifelong learner is to lay out all of the things that you want to learn professionally, personally. Maybe it's health and fitness. Maybe it's a relationship with your spouse, to be a better parent, whatever it may be. Just lay all that out. And then start to build out what it's going to take to learn. And again, we're not trying to learn everything and we're not trying to learn it all. You just said both of the same thing, Ryan. I said, and what I mean by that is we're not trying to learn everything, like all the things there are to learn. And also we don't need to learn all of the one thing that we're trying to learn all at once. So commit to consistently learning over a period of time. 1% better is far better than 50% better in 2 days and then stagnation. So lay out a personal curriculum. And I would encourage you to do this on a month-by-month or quarter-by-quarter basis where you say, okay, over the next 3 months, I'm going to learn X, Y, or Z. And then again, put those feedback loops into place. One of the other things that you may find challenging really with all of these as it relates to choice is if you're trying to do this on your own, you're going to struggle. This is why for me, entering into this new program through Think Media was so important because I need the accountability. I need the feedback loops. I need the community. I am a part of an incredible community of faith-based men, founders and entrepreneurs that I helped to found with four other guys. And one of the primary reasons why we started that community called Founders Collective, I'll link that in the show notes so you can check it out if you'd like. But one of the main reasons why we created that community for ourselves first and then opened it up to other people was to provide support. Because when you get lonely, it's harder to do things and you get stuck more easily and for longer periods of time. So just think about that. If you're going to commit to learning over a month or over a quarter, make sure you've got accountability in place. And finally, number four, the fourth choice in part one of this series, and then I'll share with you what the other four are going to be for part two of the series, just so you can have an idea of what's coming next. But the fourth choice that we can make, remember, we're talking about making choices that are inside of our control. I mean, we're talking about doing things that are inside of our control, and the choices we make are of our own doing. We get to choose. Other people shouldn't choose for us. We should be choosing. So the fourth choice, if you desire to succeed in life and or in business, is you must choose to stay flexible. Flexibility is our ability to adapt, to weave in and out as things happen. I mean, think about what's happened to us over the last 4 years alone. I mean, we went through a pandemic, which shut a lot of our businesses down, changed the way we were able to deliver a product or service, changed the way we were able to engage and relate to people. Who chose that? I sure as heck didn't. I mean, maybe some people did. But I'm not going to get into that now. But we didn't choose that. But we had to adapt to it. I've shared this story before, but just really quickly, so you can understand like how serious I take this. You know, when the pandemic hit, two of my largest clients combined for about 75% of the revenue in my business, they shut their doors in one day because of an order from the governor of California, which I was very, very pissed off about. And so they had to shut their doors, meaning I was out of work with those two clients. Nearly $20,000 a month I lost like that. And after sadness and sulking, I had to figure out how to adapt. I could no longer go in person and I didn't have those clients anymore and I had to get flexible. I had to adapt. I had to create new strategies based upon the hand that was dealt to me and the situation that I and all of us were in that moment, because I couldn't afford to be without money. My family couldn't afford to be without money. We all needed to eat. We needed a roof over our head. And so I had to adapt quickly. And I've shared that story many, many times. But it's important that we're ready to adapt as quickly as possible. You know, my oldest daughter, she is a hairstylist and she's creating a lot of content for her business, which has just been incredible to see her as an entrepreneur building her own business. And I love it. And this morning, literally this morning, she comes out of her room and she's about 30 minutes from going to work for her first client. And she is angry, visibly angry and frustrated. And she kind of sets her phone in front of me and she says, "Instagram is screwed up. And I spent the last 2 hours recording this reel as I was putting my makeup on and getting ready and doing my hair, and it's frozen." And so I tried to help her fix it. We couldn't fix it. It was stuck. And I'm like, "Babe, you're going to lose it." And she was not happy. And I was trying to give her solutions, which I should have not offered solutions that quickly. I should have just listened a little bit more and let her work through that. But I'm like, "Hey, you know, that's why we shouldn't record video via Instagram. We should do it natively and then edit after the fact." And anyway, we went back and forth and then she started to cry and I felt really bad. And then it hit me. I said, "Alexis," that's her name. I said, "Alexis," I said, "I've got an idea." I said, "Do you know how many people just like you, whether it's your clients or other creators, other hairstylists have been in a similar situation?" And so as she was finagling with things, she finally got it to come back up, but she lost half the video, half the editing. And so it was like halfway through her doing her makeup and her hair wasn't even done yet in the video. And I said, "Why don't you go back into your room right now, pop that camera back up, and while you are still angry and upset, share with the camera what just happened. That you're pissed off, that you're sad, that you lost half of your video that you had worked so hard on, and that was what you were going to share today. And instead share the reality of what was going on." I said, "As a matter of fact," I said, "I will bet you that people will relate more to that than just looking at you doing beautiful hair and makeup," which she does. And it took her a few minutes of hemming and hawing and a couple more tears, which I totally empathized with because I've been there. And then she ran to her room and started recording again. And I can't wait to see the finished product. I haven't seen it yet. Maybe I'll actually even link that reel in the show notes if I can get it quickly enough from her. But she had to be flexible. Use what you got. I mean, sometimes you just got to scrap it and start over. Other times we take what we got and we make the best of it. And so my action tip for you here about flexibility is, consider scenarios that you've been in before and how you could have handled them better by being flexible, and use those to practice potential scenarios for where you're going to get derailed again in the future. What are things that are going to come up that are going to throw you for a loop, that are outside of your control, that you're going to have to adapt to quickly, effectively, in order to succeed? I love talking about this stuff. And I love talking about this stuff because transparently, I'm working on this stuff with my clients. But more importantly, not more importantly, my clients are really important, but I'm working on this stuff for me. The things that I share with you guys are never things that I'm like, "Hey, I got this figured out, so just do what I did." I'm like, "Hey, I'm trying to figure this out. Let's do this together." That's what's great about conversations like this. That's what's great about community. That's what's great about being in relationship with people, is we get to work through things together. None of us have arrived. We're all on a journey, but that journey is a choice. And I appreciate those of you that listen in and share in this journey with me, that share your lives with me and allow me to share my life with you. Up next in part two, I shared with you that I want to share what's coming up in part two. By the way, don't forget to click down in the show notes for the things that I mentioned that were linked there for additional resources, support, other guidance. My daughter's real. Hopefully I can share that with you. If not, it will be in part two. But anyway, make sure you do that. Take that action. Thank you so much for your support. As we work towards part two, what you're going to be hearing from me in part two is choices. Four more choices that include networking strategically. This is the importance of building a supportive community around you, of professional relationships, right? Because we're talking about business, but you can do the same thing personally. Choice number six is going to be prioritizing your personal health. This is a choice. We cannot let ourselves die personally in order to try and succeed professionally. It's never going to be near as effective, and we will probably never reach our goal if we're unhealthy personally. Choice number seven is going to be the choice to embrace failures as lessons. Failures suck. They are never good. We don't want them, but we are going to experience them, so we might as well use them as opportunities to learn, to grow, to get better, and to succeed. It's a choice we get to make on how we view failure and deal with failure, not whether or not failure happens. And choice number eight is going to be the choice to stay resilient. Resilience is about how we deal with setbacks as they happen. It's about persevering through them, right? It's not just the perspective in the moment, but it's how we persevere through the setback. That was my whole book, my book, Wounds, How Hurt, Heartache, and Tragedy Become the Keys to Unlocking Greatness, is all on this idea that I don't have a ton of resilience naturally. God did give me a spirit of resilience, but I've had to build that over time and learn it and grow it and choose it instead of giving in to the hurt, a heartache, and the tragedy, the crappy moments and the frustrations. So part two will be up next week. I cannot wait to share that with you guys. But in the meantime, like this, share this, subscribe for this. Thank you guys so much for your continued support. These are the first four choices to master your path to success. Part two coming up soon. Thank you guys so much. Get out there and unlock the greatness that God has put inside of you. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on Unlocking Greatness. I am confident that today's stories and insights are steps on your path to personal and professional excellence. I'm pumped to share our next episode with you, but until then, keep nurturing your soul, challenging your limits, and unlocking the greatness you were created for.